I had the honor last night of addressing the community to talk about the issue of reopening shuls and perhaps beginning backyard minyanim. I know it's been an issue of tremendous either confusion and discussion in our area and other Orthodox communities as well. And to some degree, the issue, at least from the perspective of KBY, is somewhat academic. In the sense that seeing that we are under the umbrella of the RCA, the Rabbinic Council of America, and the OU, the Orthodox Union, I personally and our shul collectively are very much taking our lead from those organizations who, as of now, do not feel comfortable beginning minyanim, having the shuls reopened, even if it was sanctioned by the local authorities. Certainly, we look to Rabbi Willig and Rav Schechter. We look to the leading doctors who are, for the most part, recommending not beginning these minyanim again. So in a way, the decision is almost taken out of our hands. It's not one that I feel that I have to make now. And when it's time to make that decision, certainly to do so with consultation with the RCA, OU, the aforementioned poskim, doctors that we trust, and of course with consultation together with the shul board. This is not going to be me coming out making a proclamation, but it's going to be very much part of a broader effort. Now, that being said, as much as it's a decision which to some degree is made by others or certainly advised by others, it's very clear in the recommendations of the Aguda, the OU, the RCA, other organizations, that there's no one situation that is completely comparable to another situation, and it's up to the Rabbanim of that year, of that city, or that community to make a decision. It happens to be that perhaps in Muncie or Wesley Hills or New Hempstead, there's such a broad range of personalities, a broad range of perspectives. Not everyone is necessarily on the same page about these issues. So to some degree, at the end of the day, we, myself and the leadership, will have to make a decision because, again, what's appropriate for KBY may not be appropriate for other cities or other areas. What's appropriate in Cleveland or Omaha, Nebraska or Los Angeles might not be the same as Brooklyn and on and on. At the end of the day, you have to make a decision based on the situation in front of you, based on the history of that place, based on who's in your shul. There are just factors that only the rav of that shul and only the leadership of that shul can decide. So at the end of the day, we will have to make a decision about the shul using our own judgment, hopefully using our own das yashar, our own clear thinking as to the best way of proceeding. Now, any time that you're in a situation, whether it's me as a rabbi or anybody else, hopefully a thoughtful person, and that's, you know, what I aspire to be on my best days, and I'm sure that all of you can say the same as well. You try to have a certain, as I mentioned before, a certain das yashar, a certain clarity of what the issues are, inability to understand the nuance and complexities of issues. You don't want to act impulsively based on only one piece of data, usually. You don't want to be swayed just because there might be strong voices pulling in different directions. But to sit calmly and to be able to evaluate all the various factors, to figure out how much weight to give to one factor versus other factors, again, to figure out the broader concerns of the community or any given situation. And in trying to do that, in trying to contemplate and reflect on this issue, and again, let's say for now the issue would be sanctioning outdoor minyanim in obviously a very organized type of way, in a misudar type of way. The Rabbanim who have come out in support of the minyanim are not just willy-nilly saying have an outdoor minyan, but trying to do so with oversight of the Gabayim and of the Rabbanim. So that question about having outdoor minyanim, something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about the last couple of days, and I want to share with you some of my thoughts about that issue. And of course, like most issues, you sort of sit down either with a pad and paper or just mentally, and you make up a list of factors for or against, or perhaps factors that are somewhat nebulous and not well defined. And in doing so, I thought about the four reasons why, in theory, there's a reason to push and to, I don't say accelerate, but certainly to jump at the opportunity of having minyanim in some form, even if it's just having a backyard minyan. Now, let me very briefly lay out those four reasons. I'm sure that for the most part, they're obvious. There's no chidushim here. Of course, the first reason is just the centrality of community, of connection, people being around each other, even if it's not physically embracing, even if there's going to be a separation of 10 feet away from each other. But the shul, tefillah b'tzibur, connection, community, it's so much sort of the oxygen of a community like ours, of an Orthodox community, or really of any faith-based community. It's something that that many have been missing, and perhaps many should be missing who are not. But that sense, again, of a sense of tzibur and tefillah b'tzibur, and the important emotional, philosophical, psychological, cosmic place that tefillah b'tzibur plays. The second factor is the issue of a mitzvah. Right? Anytime you have the opportunity to perform a mitzvah, davar haba liyadcha tachmitzenu, anytime you can fulfill an obligation, and it's perhaps safe to do so, it's appropriate to do so, that mitzvah is being sanctioned to do. So we want to proceed, we want to jump on the opportunity of a mitzvah. Now, as many of you know, and it's something that we have discussed over the course of the last couple of months, there is a certain debate about whether or not tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah or not. According to most Rishonim, it clearly is a mitzvah. We count the Rambam among those. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that it's a mitzvah. But even if you assume, as perhaps some do in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch uses the language of yishtadel, that a person should attempt to daven in a shul with a minyan, even if you assume that maybe it's not a chiv per se, clearly it's a very, very important religious act, the way that Chazal speaks about it and the Rishonim speak about it. So if a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah or a religious deed, it's certainly something they should jump at the opportunity of doing so. And again, that would be factor number two, why we would want to push ahead to have minyanim. Factor number three, and this is something that very much weighs on my head, as I'm sure it does, and for many of you as well, is providing the opportunity for those people who have to say Kaddish to be able to say Kaddish. There are many, many, many people in our shul. There's almost 10 people who need to start saying Kaddish who have not yet had a chance to do so. And many people have not had the chance, or no one's had the chance to start saying Kaddish yet. I know in speaking with people that it's been very difficult, to even more difficult than it normally would be, to really begin this process of grieving. Now, there wasn't a proper levaya, there wasn't a proper shiva, they haven't started saying Kaddish yet, it's already weeks or months into the process of what should be the beginning of this process of avelus. And while perhaps Kaddish is not the most important mitzvah, as many of you know, the origins of Kaddish are somewhat unclear. It's based on this famous Medrash that's brought down the Or Zeruah and other places. It's not the most important mitzvah. Really, the essence of the obligation of Kaddish is to be Mekadesh Shem Hashem, to sanctify God's name in honor of the parent who is deceased. And there's probably many ways that a person can do that. We do know the central place that saying Kaddish and reciting Kaddish has for children, and thinking about beginning minyanim in part is to give an opportunity to avelim to begin that process of saying Kaddish. That's a third reason. And lastly is the reason that perhaps many of you don't feel, but certainly something that I'm sensitive to, that namely that a person can become acclimated to any new reality. Just like, for instance, a person who is in medical training, or a person who's a doctor, who because of the nature of their residency, or the nature of their job, work on Shabbos, and they work in medicine on Shabbos, whether that's appropriate in every case, certainly not the topic of this conversation. But in speaking to many people, people have told me that it's not even on purpose. It's something which is very subconscious. But at a certain point, whether it's X amount of months or X amount of years or X amount of decades, they find what the impact of Chilul Shabbos might be in their sensitivity towards keeping Shabbos. And again, it's Chilul Shabbos for a reason. It's very much L'shem Shemayim and for the purpose of healing people. I'm in no way critical of people who do that. But again, every time you become or you take on a new reality, there's always a danger and a fear of becoming acclimated to a new reality. So too in this case as well. You know, there's certainly a concern that if we have a continued quarantine, then to some degree people become acclimated to the new situation at hand. You know, it's nice being able to wake up a little bit later on a Shabbos morning. It's nice being able to daven at one's own pace. It's nice maybe having a quicker davening instead of, you know, 2+ hours in shul. There is something to be said about some of what quarantine has brought people. And of course, you don't want that to become something that becomes regil, that becomes de rigueur, so to speak, that this is something that feels okay, namely not being in shul, not having laning, not having Dvar Mishav Kedusha, not pushing oneself to get up early and go to shul. And that's certainly something which weighs on my head to make sure that in no way this has become something that again feels like an acceptable new reality. So those are four reasons to want to push forward with Minyanim. Again, number one, the value just of Tzibor. Number two, the mitzvah tefillah b'tzibor. Number three, allowing people to have an opportunity to say Kaddish. And lastly, number four is to make sure that this has not become sort of a habituated behavior of not being part of a shul, not being part of a daily tzibor. On the other hand, there are certainly factors of why as exciting, as necessary, as passionate as people feel, and how inspiring it is that people do feel passionate about this topic, about coming back to shul and having minyanim, how much they miss those opportunities. Certainly, a certain level of caution, of hesitation, would seem to be in order as well. And that would seem to be, at least in my mind, for three reasons. And I appreciate any feedback, positive or negative, about these issues or any other issue as well. The first issue, very simply, is just a question of safety. Now, while it is true that the local authorities have sanctioned outdoor minyanim, they have done so wanting to make sure that people are 10, 12 feet away from each other, preferably on their own lawns, supervision from gabayim, supervision from the rabbanim, a limitation of Kriyas HaTorah, to make sure that all the standards of social distancing are in place. And again, just on a personal level, it's hard for me to imagine us being able to do that effectively. It's hard to imagine, even last week as we drive around and we see backyard minyanim in so many different locations, to be able to guarantee that it is taking place, that there's not socializing afterwards, that there's not socializing beforehand, that people are wearing masks and gloves, that people are standing apart from each other. You know, do we want to take even the smallest risk after so many lives have been lost, after so many people are still sick, after in this country, as of yesterday, you know, 30,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the country? Can we really ensure, just based on people's natural patterns and natural habits of how they interact, that we can properly maintain, properly moderate, properly oversee that these minyanim will be done in a way that meets the letter of the law, the spirit of the law, and is done in a way that's both safe and appropriate? Perhaps, maybe this would be sometime next week or in the coming weeks, if we could have a minyan in the shul parking lot, and that's the only place that we would have KBY minyanim, to make sure there's a gabbai at every minyan, to have places marked off by tape in the parking lot. Certainly that would be a different story, but just to willy-nilly say that, you know, open up the community for backyard minyanim, to me, again, there's certainly a fear involved, and I believe a well-founded fear. That's issue number one. Issue number two is that already when a person walks into a supermarket, and this is especially true now where the perception is, and perhaps rightly so, that we've turned the corner, see people that are simply not sensitive about social distancing, about wearing masks, about gloves, about physical interaction. It's already something that, especially in a place like Muncie that is so populated, that people are already feeling somewhat slack about or somewhat passive about, or people are not taking it as seriously as they should or they once did. And does the Rabbanim, the leadership coming out and now allowing Minyanim, again, not that anyone would do that on purpose, but psychologically and subconsciously, does that then just further create a sense of laxity about precautions? And all the progress that has been made in New York and other places as well can only be continued if those precautions continue. And if we collectively as a community send out a message, back to Minyanim, it's another opportunity to begin to not take seriously, not to fully, realize or acclimate the continued seriousness of the situation. And that needs to be something that responsibility needs to be felt by community leaders. And not just to say, well, we can have a minyan 10 feet apart, but what might be the effects of those minyanim and things of that nature. So that would certainly be issue number two. And issue number three, to me, seems to be a factor of sensitivity, or chas v'shalom, insensitivity, a lack of sensitivity by having these minyanim. Now, what do I mean by that? To me, there's three different areas of insensitivity in question. Area number one, and I've never spoken to anybody about this, I'm just speculating myself, perhaps how people might feel. How would a person feel who has a parent or a sibling who's very, very sick because of COVID-19 or chas v'shalom passed away because of the virus? In many circumstances, again, we don't know numbers, but certainly the disease spread more so because the community did not take the proper precautions at the beginning. Shuls stayed open far longer than what they were advised to do. Minyanim continued in backyards. And now with the first opportunity to jump back to having Minyanim again, when someone just lost a loved one, when someone lost a sibling, when someone has a loved one who's in a critical condition, is there any lack of sensitivity towards those people that are grieving and mourning, and in many ways, perhaps rightly so, feel that they didn't have the proper direction from the broader community? That's sensitivity number one. Sensitivity number two is to the broader non-Jewish or non-Orthodox community. We can't hide from the fact that the perception is, rightly or wrongly, that the Orthodox community was partially responsible for the spread of this disease, especially in New York. It was identified initially as like a disease that began in the Orthodox community in New Rochelle, not chas v'shalom blaming anybody. And we can't help but feel how much antipathy there has been towards the Orthodox community through this. And now, sort of at the first almost sign of improvement, and yes, absolutely, with the authorization of the local authorities, we're going to jump back into that same behavior that people drive through the streets and see Orthodox Jews congregated outside. It just seems like it's missing a basic sensitivity towards the feelings of our non-Jewish or non-Orthodox neighbors, or maybe even Orthodox neighbors who might have a different perspective than we would have about the situation. And lastly, as hard as it is to articulate exactly the sentiment, it seems like there's a certain lack of sensitivity, perhaps, of starting Minyanim in light of some of the mistakes that maybe we all collectively have made over the course of the last 2 to 3 months. And when I say we, I certainly can count myself among those people that did not take as seriously initially around the time of Purim this disease and the impact of this disease. If I had, there was no way I would have kept my house open on Purim and had people coming in and out and giving each other hugs, continue to give each other handshakes for another X amount of days after that point. I perhaps did not heed the warning in the way that I should have, maybe thinking people were overreacting, maybe sort of a certain feeling of invulnerability. And others also perhaps misjudged, again, by keeping shuls open, by supporting a backyard minyanim up to a point where the health department had to come and close down shuls. And now at the first opportunity again to jump back to those minyanim, it just seems like a lack of humility. It just seems like jumping back into the same situation that we so, in many instances, so misjudged, that we so were not sensitive to the broader impact of what the community was doing. And is there a time to go back to minyanim? Absolutely. To me, it doesn't feel like that should be, again, at the first opportunity that we have to go back to a minyan, after everything that has happened, after all the loss, after all the negative perception towards us, after all perhaps the misjudgment that collectively as a community perhaps maybe we used, to now jump back to that, it feels like, again, a fundamental lack of humility and maybe elements of insensitivity towards the basic energy of the world and the feelings of loss in the world. Those are some of my thoughts. Why I would want to go back to Minyan, both for the communal collective feeling, for the mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur, the opportunity for Kaddish, and to hopefully guarantee that people don't feel that this has become the new normal. At the same time, the hesitation of making such a quick move, the hesitation either because of health issues, the hesitation because psychologically this further compounds people's already laxity at this time of the pandemic. And lastly, to make sure that whatever we do so with a sense of humility and sensitivity to people in our own communities, to people in the broader Orthodox world, to people in the non-Jewish world, a sense of humility about mistakes that have been made and now perhaps walking and treading lightly as a result. Again, those are some of my thoughts and feelings. Pretty soon, I'm sure that this will be a decision that will be made for us. It will become obvious either this is something we can't do or something that we should be doing. But either way, we hope to do so thoughtfully, with an enormous sense of respect and love for, first of all, other people, other Rabbanim, with an enormous sense of appreciation for Tefillah B'Tzibur, and at the same time, you know, with a certain sense of our place in the broader world as well, and be able to balance all of those things, our own internal concerns, our own specific community concerns, but also sort of the broader part of us being part of a broader universe as well. The issue, go back to have a minyan, don't go back to have a minyan, it sounds pretty simple. But in many ways, it touches on to sort of broader issues of who we are, our place in the world, and how to sort of navigate the intersection of all of those pieces. Once again, I miss seeing all of you dearly on a daily basis, a weekly basis. I so look forward to a time of being able to mispalel together, of singing together, of growing together face-to-face. And if any of you have any feedback, concerns, or thoughts about this or anything else, of course, you can always reach out to me, and I would appreciate anything that you have to add to this discussion. Okay, kol tov, and have a great day.